Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jay Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which Jay Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during the call, contain or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Jay Kumar Infra Projects' business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta, MD, Jay Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Jay Kumar Infra Projects, I welcome everyone to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this call is Dr. Nalin Gupta, MD, Mr. Vasant Savla, our CFO, and Marathon Capital, our IR team. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look to our results. The presentation and press release have been updated on the stock exchanges and our company's website. We are pleased to report another quarter of healthy overall performance. The working capital cycle remains within our targeted range. On back of record order book and our execution progress, we are confident of setting up new performance benchmarks in the years to come. Our continued focus on adding and diversifying project portfolio that involves sound technical capabilities, we are optimistic that this will help improve our margins. Over time, the company has emerged as one of India's prominent and respected infrastructure construction companies. We find ourselves at the cusp of an unprecedented growth phase for precisely the same reason as they were applied to our sector. We are positioned at a point from where our growth could exaggerate, the annual addition in revenues could be larger than the retrospective average, and the order book increment could provide us with multi-layer revenue visibility. If we have got here in a sector marked by high mortality, then it has only been on account of a timeless value that we held dear across time. Accomplishing challenging jobs requires resilience, adaptability, and persistence. At Jay Kumar, we believe in challenging ourselves by taking technically complex projects. Though each project is unique in its own way, some of the recent projects undertaken highlight our engineering capabilities and demonstrate our commitment to excellence, innovation, and delivering high-quality solutions. From smallest diameter sewage tunnel to largest diameter TBM-driven road tunnel project in India, GMLR, Goregaon, that is Goregaon-Mulund Ring Road project, we are creating many firsts of the country and ourselves. Over the past few years, we have diversified our order book both in terms of sector as well as geography, and also the technology being used. Our ability to technically qualify and win such projects, including first-of-its-kind projects in the country, speaks volumes about our engineering capabilities. We take pride as being nation builders. Now, coming to the financial performances, coming to the highlights of Q1 FY25, the revenue from operations in Q1 FY25 grew by 13% to 1,281 crores as compared to 1,331 crores in Q1 FY24. The operating margin for Q1 FY25 grew by 14% to 184 crores as compared to the preceding year. The EBITDA margin in Q1 stood at 14.4% as compared to 14.3% in previous year. The net profit for Q1 FY25 grew by 19% to 86 crores, and the PAT margin stood at 6.7% as compared to 6.4% in Q1 of FY24. The total order book as of 30th June 2024 stood at 19,820 crores. The order book includes metro projects contributing around 26%, elevated corridor flyovers contributing around 39%, road and tunnel projects contributing 24%, and others contributing around 11%. Thank you, and now we can begin the question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on pretty different numbers. Sir, just wanted to understand what's the order inflows we are looking for this year, considering that we already have a nearly 20,000 crore of order book. What's our internal target for order inflows for the financial year?
Well, so Alok, this year we have already bagged, we are already L1 in projects worth around 6,500 crores. And we are looking at an order book close to 8,000 crore for this financial year. And with the Q1's performance, maybe it may further go up, but 8,000 crore is something what we are looking at.
Sure. So on the execution side, I mean, you know, we have an order book of nearly 20,000 crore and you know, by end of this year, we might be close to, say, 22,000-23,000. What's the execution run rate we could look at? Because our growth on YOY basis has been around 12-13% for this quarter, in this quarter on a YOY basis. So for the full year, what kind of execution we are looking at with such a large order book?
Well, so we are looking at an order top line close to around 5,600 crore to 5,700 crore for this fiscal year, and which will be a 15% growth on the year-on-year basis. And the new orders will actually start contributing significantly from Q3 onwards. So I think, and this is a always a, we like to give a number and surpass it. So I think this will be mainly from FY 2025-26, the major contribution and additional growth in terms of the revenue is what we should see.
Sure. So in FY 2026, we could see a even a larger jump in execution, or maybe like a 20% plus.
Well, so I think based on the after a couple of quarters passed, I think it would be more realistic to talk somewhere around in Q4 to give a realistic number in terms of the growth that we will foresee in FY 2026.
Sure. And just last question. So this debt has gone up in this quarter. Any even debt equity ratio is slightly higher than our historical last 4 years average. So any color on that?
This is basically because of our Chennai project. We have taken working capital CC limit because we have not gone for mobilization advance there, since the rate of interest in mob advance was much higher and we are getting at much cheaper rate from the bank. So the incremental value is mainly for that, and there some other projects also had some additional working capital requirement.
So we are not looking at
now, if you look at the gross debt is just 0.27x, and at net level we are almost debt free with a 0.03x debt equity ratio.
Right. Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congrats on a good quarter. So you said you didn't take any mobilization advance for this Chennai project. So what is the kind of working capital we have already deployed in this project till now?
We have taken around 65 crores, I think, like, you know, as on June 30th.
65 crores already?
70 crores in, yeah.
And at company level, what is the mobilization advances and unbilled revenue as on June?
It's 400 crores, outstanding mobilization advance.
Sorry?
407 crores.
Okay.
Is the outstanding mobilization advance as on 30th June.
Unbilled revenue, has it gone up from March level?
Unbilled revenue has rather gone down. 553 to 546 crores.
Okay. And when do you expect this L1 position to, I mean, when do you expect to get LOA for this L1 position?
It should be later this year, month or early next month.
Okay. So can we? Okay. So can we, can these projects will start in this financial year in Q4?
Yeah, of course, this project will be started after monsoon. And like, you know, the revenue will be starting coming from next fiscal year.
Yes. Okay, sir. And what is the cash position lastly, as of now?
The cash position is, Vasant will throw a light on that. It's around 550 crores. 650 crores.
650 crores.
Yeah.
Sorry?
640 is the precise number, yeah.
It has gone up from March level. March level, it was what, 500 crore, right?
March was 630, it has gone up by 10 crores only.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Before we take on next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So have you started the execution for GMLR project?
We have already started the preliminary work, and the TBM has also been ordered, and the pack test for the said machine is going to be in the month of January for first TBM, and in the month of March for the second TBM. As well as all the drawings has been submitted, the preliminary designs, the GAD, the segment design submission, soil investigation is completed, site office is constructed. So work is in advanced stage, and all the approvals has been more or less in place. So we expect that after the offset of monsoon, we should be able to start the work full-fledged.
Okay. So, sir, do we take this in our standalone books or it comes in consolidated, the revenue from GMLR going ahead?
GMLR will be, means, there is a separate SPV that has been formed for executing this project, a private limited company. So we will be getting the 50% revenue of our share, that will be added in, into the books, with consolidation.
Yes,
So it won't come in the standalone EPC revenue?
I'm sorry?
We won't be booking the revenue on the standalone books?
It will be booked in standalone books.
Okay. Okay. And sir, secondly, what would be the CapEx for FY 2025?
So in the coming, usually we do a CapEx of 100-150 crore on a maintenance CapEx, repair, maintenance, and miscellaneous CapEx. But in the coming two years, we are expecting a CapEx of 450-500 crore, mainly coming in from Chennai and GMLR two projects.
So combined 500 crore, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
For two years?
Yes.
Okay. And so secondly, you mentioned that mobilization advance were at a higher rate in Chennai project. So what was the rate? And for our current mobilization advance of 400 crore, what is the blended rate of interest?
So for Chennai, it's like, you know, we are getting it from SBI at 9%, and the other rate as with going with this NHAI, with considering the bank guarantee charges and all, it would have gone to around 11%, 11.5%. So that's why we have gone in Chennai for CC limit. And our mobilization advance, majorly out of 400 crores, majorly are interest-free and around 70 crores out of it will be interest-bearing, which will be at a cost of around 10%.
So given that difference of 100 to 150 basis, you are not taking the mob advance for Chennai.
Yeah, Chennai, 9 to 11.5%, so 2.5-3% difference was there.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on the NFRDC projects which we have won. So what is the status as of now? Because we are hearing negotiation going on and there could be some delay or can be we can see some cancellation in terms of the land acquisition status also, if you can throw some light.
Yeah, so I think today they have this board meeting. In the board meeting, like it will be taken forward and like accordingly, they are in the process of finalizing the contract. So by this month end, we are expecting the LOI from them.
So by August and early September, we can get the LOI. And the work can start immediately or it will start in post-election?
So work will start post-monsoon, nothing connected to the elections. Yeah.
Anyway, because this is something which others, your peer sets are highlighting that, you know, work will start in December post-election. LOA can come in September. So, hence the question.
So, even elections will be done by end of October. Mm-hmm. The elections will be completed by end of October. Yeah, and there are some, like, you know, part land acquisition issues which also they are sorting out. So post monsoon, we should be able to start our work.
And sir, can you highlight on the current outstanding bid pipeline which has yet to open in terms of segment wise and value terms?
It is around 2,000 crores of projects what we have bidded. Mainly, it's like, you know, the Bhopal Metro, and there are some other small projects aggregating to around 1,200 crores is the Bhopal Metro, and some other 2-3 projects of smaller size aggregating 2,000 crores.
And sir, just on the guidance part, so what is our guidance for FY26 in terms of revenue and probably CAPEX, if you can throw some light, sir?
Sorry, come back.
So if you can give us a guidance, if you can give guidance for FY26 in terms of revenue growth and EBITDA margin and the CAPEX component.
So as like we have previously also told, we expect a growth of 15% year on year. And we want to be a $1 billion revenue company by FY27 with an order book of around 25,000 crores. With similar margins of like, you know, 14 to 15% what we are getting in last 4-5 years, we expect going forward in coming 6 to 8 quarters, our margins will improve from 14 to 15 to 15 to 16%, 1% basis more.
This will be largely because of operating leverage or any other reason that we are bidding for projects with better margins?
Yeah, it's mainly because of our operational efficiency and operational leverage.
Okay, sir. That's all my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, yes. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, what is our current bidding pipeline? The last time when call was held, it was around 20,000 crore. So that has increased or it remains the same?
So we are expecting additional orders to be booked in the range of, means additional orders to be bidded in the coming 9 months to the range of around 20 to 30,000 crores. And we look forward for the right opportunity of work because you would appreciate that J-Kumar, we have already bagged orders to the tune, we are already L1 in projects worth around 6,500 crores. So we are looking at 2 to 5,000 crores projects if we are getting at good margins at the, you know, 14-15% EBITDA is what we look at. So if we are getting, we will bid at our prices and so to bag such an order should not be a big issue. So around 20 to 30,000 crores worth of project in various segments is what we'll be bidding in the coming 9 months' time.
Okay, sir. Can you quantify how much in metro, how much in elevated corridor and tunnel in this 20,000 crore bidding pipeline?
So it's a mixed order book that I would say because there are metro projects as well. there are road tunnels, there are elevated corridors that's coming up in Maharashtra and pan across the country. So there are various projects, also irrigation projects are something which we are looking at. So it's a blended type of thing. So what type of order we can bag at our margin is going forward, we'll be able to, you know, looking at the opportunities, we can tell you that. But into metro as well as into flyovers and road tunnels, there are a lot of opportunities in the 7 states itself where we are operating in a good way.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, couple of balance sheet numbers, sir. What was the retention money?
Retention money, what? Deducted by the client?
Yeah, so which is on the asset side, which was 300 crore as of March.
304 crores.
Sorry, 304 crore.
Yes.
And inventory, debtors and payable as on June?
Inventory was 1000 crores and debtors were 1309 crores and payable at 538 crores.
Payable 538 crore.
Yes.
Inventory, you said 1000 crore, so which was 481 crore has gone up by 500 odd crore.
No. The inventory includes the contract WIP also.
Okay, so including the unbilled revenue, you are saying?
Yes, yes. Pure inventory from 481, it has gone down to 453 crores.
453 crores. Okay, got it. And secondly, sir, in terms of the debt level, as you mentioned that we are not taking a mob advance for Chennai project. So going forward, how we look at in terms of the debt level? So then this strategy will be, we will continue with our own working capital against the mob advance. So how we look at the debt levels by end of FY25 and maybe going forward for FY26 also, how we look at, so will this keep on inching up?
So till FY25, we are looking at a debt level of 700 to 750 crores. And going forward in FY26, it will totally depend upon the cash flow of the project. So we feel that we should be able to maintain the debt level to 700 to 750 crores for FY26 as well.
Okay. Second, sir, in terms of the capex, when we are saying 450 to 500 odd crore in next 2 years, so first in this Q1, how much we have done the capex? And last time, I think we have mentioned because this GMLL tunnel capex, the TBM, so combined Chennai and GMLR, sorry. We were looking at 400 crore kind of incremental capex and normal 100 crore kind of a maintenance. So if I add together, it would be a 600 crore plus. But now we are saying only 450 to 500 odd crore for 2 years.
So what we are talking of as on today, when we speak on 30th of June, the capex incurred for Q1 is around 28 crores. So, and the TBM that would be coming would be in the month of, in the Q4. So, it will be booked in Q4 or Q1 FY25-26. So, that's how we are looking at 450 to 500 crores for 2 years put together. And one TBM is only going to be purchased by JKumar and one is being purchased by the JV partner. So, it is one TBM cost and the other ancillary cost of capex, including the maintenance capex, is what we are expecting 450 to 500 crores in the coming next 2 years.
Okay, got it. And sir, in terms of the order info, so already we have 6,500 crore plus L1. So as you mentioned, it would be converted into the orders by end of this month. And then we are saying only just additional 1500 crore. So total for this year, we are looking at only 8000. So why such a low number? Why not we are looking at even close to 10,000 odd crore?
So, Shravan, we have already mentioned that we haven't blocked our vision that we will not be going in for new orders. But we have mentioned that around when we had mentioned it before, it was 6,000-8,000 crore. Now we are pretty sure that it will be crossing 8,000 crores. And it all depends upon the opportunities where we get the work at the prices where we intend to take it. There are a lot of opportunities in the market, and we are already trading at 4x. So we want to go for opportunities which give us good margins. So it is not that we may not go to 10,000. If we get works at our price of our complex nature of the specialized work that we look for, we will cross 10,000 crores also maybe. So we always believe in surpassing the numbers that we give. So it is a good, I will say, a blessing that we could back. We are already L1 in projects worth 6,500 crores. So it is still giving us, or does not stop us from taking opportunities of bagging further orders. So it is a 8,000 crore, I would say, is a minimum number that we'll back in this fiscal year.
Okay, got it, got it. And lastly, sir, fund-based and non-fund-based limits. So what's the now limit? Because previously we were looking at maybe to increase that, and how much have been utilized?
So we have utilized on an average, you can say fund and non-fund-based put together around 75% of the limits has been utilized. And we are further applying for new limits depending upon the size of projects that we have bagged. And it is in advanced stage of closure. So we don't see any issues as such into the requirement of fund or non-fund-based limits.
So whatever the number last time we have talked about, so close to 1,000 odd crore fund-based and 3,900 crore non-fund, so that limit right now remains the same. And in terms of the further, how much more extra are we looking at to increase the limit?
So currently, as I have said, that we have utilized 75% of the this overall limits, and the fund-based limit utilization is close to around 60%, and non-fund-based is to the tune of around 75-80%. And we have applied for new further limits for which are project-specific, and they are into advanced stage, as I have mentioned. So as per the requirement of the project, CC limits, fund-based and non-fund-based limits are applied, and already it is into consideration. And we have also made application in terms in the lead consortium also.
Okay. And last on the working capital, so it has slightly increased QoQ, not a big increase. So in terms of the maintaining, will going to maintain, or can we expect some more reduction in terms of the working capital days?
So we intend to maintain a net working capital cycle close to around 125 days. So currently in this quarter, it is 126. But if you look at FY24, it was on an annual basis, it was 123. So 120-125 days is what we expect the working capital cycle to be.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, would be great if you could provide the update about some of our major projects like the Chennai NHAI projects and also the metro rail projects that we are doing in Mumbai and Pune.
Yeah, hi Parvez. So Chennai, the projects are in full swing. We have already done more than 100 piles there. And so whether it's the casting yard development or actual physical execution of the site is taken up in full swing. So that project is on track. And metro projects, like, if you see, even they are going very well. We are intending to start this line 3 of Colaba to Shields, phase 1. The MMRC intends to start by September, where we have completed almost physically 95% of the works. So by September, we should be through for that. And all other lines also are going very well, whether it's the Bombay Metro or the Pune, Delhi, Surat, or in track.
Thanks. Apart from Bhopal Metro, are there other metro projects that we may look to target, let's say, going ahead over the next year or so?
Metro Line 9 and Metro Line 9 is something that we are looking to open up for the.
New project. New project. New project.
Oh, new projects. I'm sorry. So there are new projects that are coming up in Patna, in Bhubaneswar, in Indore, in Bhopal. Nagpur is coming up with new line. Pune is coming up with an additional line. Bombay Metro has Metro Line 10, which is going to come up. So I think metro opportunities all across, there is a good opportunity. And also underground metro works currently are also open for Indore and Bhopal, which are sizable projects of around 1,500 crore-2,000 crore sort of projects. So I think there are a lot of visibility. And with the current TBMs that we have purchased, that we have already been seven machines has been deployed on metro projects. So we would also be more than happy if, like in the coming period, we pick up some jobs where our machines can be utilized.
Sure, sir. Lastly, what is the total cash and cash equivalent level?
We just said it is 640 crores.
Sure. Thanks and all the best for the future.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prati, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So just saw one of your announcements with regard to the board passing the resolution fundraise. So wanted to check with you in terms of any particular timelines that you're looking at, or is it just an enabling resolution? And where exactly are you looking to deployment of funds for that particular fundraise? If you can elaborate on that.
As told by you, this is an enabling resolution for raising fund in form of QIP. And we are seeing a lot of work inflow or order inflows coming in. So we are preparing ourselves for the right moment. And we don't want to over-dependent on the banks as well. So this is just an enabling resolution. We'll take the decision on the right time whether to go for this or not.
Okay. So as of now, means work has not been initiated on it or anything like that where we can consider a particular timeline for the dilution or anything like that?
No, we have not initiated as such.
Okay. That's about it, sir. So this is predominantly growth capital which you're looking, not for retiring of debt or anything like that?
Mainly growth opportunities with CapEx and all. So that is the more fundamental decision.
Noted, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Sharma from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, very much.
So I had a question that there has been increase in debt levels this time. So what will be the sustainable debt position going forward?
So if you look at the debt equity ratio, I would say it is at just 0.27 at gross level, which is, I think, a quite reasonable number, I would say. And with points at net level, almost debt-free with 0.03 debt equity ratio. So I think with the size of company growing and with the type of large ticket size projects that we are bagging, I think 700 crore-750 crore should be a sustainable number. And I think quite comfortable ratio as well, I would say.
Okay. And so what will be the margin guidance regarding next year?
So margin guidance, as we have mentioned, that we are already at 14%-15%. We are usually around 14.5% or so. So 14%-15%, we intend to take it to 15%-16% in coming six to eight quarters.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rajesh.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Arpan Rathod from Insight Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
I had a couple of questions more on the competition side of it. Firstly, haven't seen too much of order booking in metro segment. So is that segment slowing down? That was question number one. And question number two was, where do we see a lot of new entrants bidding for projects and all. So how much is the competitive intensity?
So, Arpan, as you are aware, Jikumar works in a very niche area. Okay. So, of course, there are new entrants coming up for whether it's metro or other projects also. But I think the cake is so huge now. These people coming in won't affect Jikumar at all. First, our order intake capability or the requirement is much, much less as the overall cake. So, competition, of course, is there in some sectors, but we are bidding at our numbers. We are getting through our operational efficiency, our design efficiency, our capability of working since so many years. So, that's why we are able to maintain this healthy margin year on year.
Sure. Yeah, that was it from my side. I'll join the queue.
Thank you, Arpan.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just to clarify, in terms of the gas and gas equivalent, when we mentioned 640 odd crore and you, sir, has also mentioned that 10 crore increase. So in March, in terms of the balance sheet, what we report, it was a 504 odd crore. So a comparable number as of June is the 640 crore.
Yeah.
Okay. So the increase is close to 135 odd crore and not the 10 crore.
So if you see, as of March 24, FDR balance. Bank balance is 131 crores and balance in escrow account is 16 crores, which totals to 630 crores.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. One broad question. In terms of the segment that we have present, inflows and pipelines remain pretty healthy and strong. So is there any other segment that we are trying to build up a team or where we are seeing an opportunity for us going ahead, maybe like 1 year or 2 years?
So, Vishal, I would say that already, Jaykumar, we are into the transportation sector, which is the maximum focused area by the government for in terms of capex expenditure and also in terms of the expertise and requirement going forward. So I would say that transportation sector itself, where you talk of asphalt roads, concrete roads, elevated flyovers, elevated metros, underground metros, stations, road tunnels, everything is covered. So I would say that already this area, which is the most required and most spent area by the government, we are already into it, and we have already started works of riverfront development job, road tunnels, by TBM, by drill and blast, sewerage tunnels. We have taken up riverfront development jobs. So already I think we are into various other verticals that we are focusing. But yes, going forward, we shall also be trying to focus into some irrigation projects. And again, building works are regularly going on in our organization. So I think there are a lot varied types of work that we have already covered and wherein there are a lot of good opportunities to bag orders. Like even last year, we bagged orders close to like 12,000 crore and this year already we have bagged 6,500 in Q1 itself.
Okay. Got it, sir. I think thanks for this explanation. And the fundraise is just enabling for us. But as a company policy, is there any threshold that we look for future projections for internally, this is what the debt equity is something that is comfortable, and then beyond that, that will come to the market. So anything metrics that we work on this, or how exactly it works?
So as told previously also, this is basically for the new opportunities, for the growth of the organization. So like it's not a threshold issue. It's basically for the upcoming opportunities what we foresee in the market.
Right. No, in terms of, I can understand, like, you know, balance sheet point of view, debt equity is pretty comfortable for us. So I think it's not required, but just thought to check with you. Yeah. That's all from my side.
You know, Vishal, it's everything cannot be planned and executed as we plan. So financial markets are such where things have to be done at the right time. I think when you need the money, you don't get it. When you want, don't want, you don't. You get it. So it is a thing that you have to see a balancing of the requirements. And 0.27, I think we want to be staying surely below 0.5. We don't want to go above that. Is 0.5 debt equity is something as a threshold internally. We can say that we will, means though we don't have a very clear cut, thing that we have as such decided, but we want to be below 0.5 going forward also is what we would intend.
Sure. Yeah, that is helpful, sir. Explanation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, we are bidding and winning some projects on a JV basis. So is it mainly due to technical capabilities, or is it mainly due to sharing of financial risks? So what is the thinking on this part, sir?
So it depends on project to project, Mr. Vipul. If you see, like GMLR, it was a strategic call because the size of the project was also pretty big, and it was highly capital oriented as well. And various locations we have to do because of the conditions which are laid down, the pre-qualification conditions. Because it is not only capability to execute, but also in terms of your numbers, in terms of your experience certificate of similar large value projects. So it is depending, and again there are very typical qualifications which are laid down, like you should have executed cable stay bridge, a particular span length that you should have executed. So there are various reasons for which on a project base we have to take such calls.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much, Vipulji.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, for the bigger projects in our book, like Chennai, GMLR and MSRDC, so what kind of revenue are you building in for FY25 and 26 from these three projects?
We have not specifically worked out these numbers for the year. But of course, these projects like, MSRDC project is yet to kick off. As we told, it will be started after monsoon. So of course, the revenue will come in next year only. Doesn't look like in this year. Chennai, of course, the revenue will start generating. The work has started in full swing. And GMLR also, some revenue will come in this year.
For MSRDC, we don't foresee any revenue booking for FY25.
Not much, because initially the Q4, like by November and December, we'll be starting the work. So initial work of establishment takes like couple of months, 3 months, and like then the, so we may get some revenue in Q4, but not, yeah, but
MSRDC, not MSRDC, there is also once the land acquisition is completed, then only the NTP will be given. So it is on the contractor to take the NTP or not. So we will be taking it once a substantial portion of land acquisition is completed. So that's why it's too early to comment on revenue coming in from MSRDC job at this stage.
Okay. And so secondly, what is the status of CIDCO Coastal Road Package 1 and Package 2?
So CIDCO Coastal Road is started in full swing. We have already got revenue of around 40 crores from Sirpur package 1, and package 2 revenue will be coming in this coming quarter. So the projects are very much in line. It's going in full swing, both the projects.
So when do we intend to complete them? These by 26?
So the timelines are 30 months. So we'll complete 12 within the time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be the last question for today, and I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I would like to thank once again to all of you for joining us on this call today. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.